on to John and talk about title power.
Good morning, everybody. I'm John Ferlin. I'm Director of Project Development for ORPC Maine, which is the Northeast affiliate of the Ocean Renewable Power Company. What I want to focus on today is the work that we have been doing in Eastport, Maine, with the community as a way of moving our project forward and gaining the benefit of the local knowledge as well as the local workforce and advancing our prototype, but also in selecting our test sites and ultimately devising a commercial project that will have benefits for the community statewide and the region as well. So I want to do this in a couple ways. I'm going to start with a short video and then just close with a couple of slides. But I want to give a setup for us before we start the video. We're the first ocean energy company that has set up operations in the state of Maine. Our title sites off Eastport are recognized worldwide as among the best in North America for the title generation. We know turbines, but we don't have laptops. It's one of those phenomena of technology. Good. Thank you. We're the only company testing our product, our prototype in the water in the entire Bay of Fundy region, which is important for a couple of reasons. One is there'll be more companies on both sides of the border trying to harness that resource over the next year or two. And for us, it provides an opportunity where we may actually be a first to market for that resource in this region. It's a daunting position to be in as we develop technology and develop sites at the same time. We have had a lot of support for what we do. We can't thank the Eastport community enough for the support that they have provided to us in helping this industry move forward. And then from a technology and development standpoint, we've had about $660,000 of technology development support from the Maine Technology Institute that's helped us leverage an additional What this video shows is documenting our proof of concept work. It shows how we utilize community assets to advance the company, the technology, and the ocean energy opportunity in the Eastport area.
So here we go.
We would like to ask you to do the christening of the ORPC Energy Time. Mine standing up there, a bucket of seawater here, and you just pour right on there and say your famous line.
Our on-water services supplier. And we represent a growth opportunity for the port. And by extension, Ocean Energy represents an opportunity for a lot of marine contracting firms up and down the state. The type of testing that we've done, I'll show you this in the next slide. This is the turbine underwater in April being generated by the tide, generating power for the first time. First time electricity has been generated from bay funding currents. We used the test last spring to collect data that we have shared with the University of Maine. They're our R&D partner. They have a subscale test facility on the RNO campus. So we have been doing testing in the water in Eastport as well as in a lab in Orono, and that helps us determine what type of turbine foil we need to have on our technology, how wide it should be, how many foils, what's the angle, things like that. This shows the turbine foil fabrication that's taking place at the boat school facility with local labor. We tested the prototype both having the barge at a mooring on station and having the tide match to return the turbine. And then we hired the Port Authority to tow us and to push us to simulate tidal current movement and also to stress the equipment. If we want to generate power in a peak 6-knot current, we need to have our equipment tested in a 7-8-9-knot current to test vibration, cracking, things like that. And then we're set up with electronics on the barge that helps us collect our data. The barge has been leased to us by Cook Aquaculture. This is an aquaculture feed barge that we've converted into a marine research and development platform.
Are those blades perpendicular to the flow? Like that?
No, it's like, I'll explain that.
The answer is yes.
Okay, good. What you saw in the video was how we're prototyping the product. So we're doing testing by converting an aquaculture feed barge into a marine research vessel. We've outfitted it with swing arms, and then we've attached a 1/3 scale prototype to the swing arms. And then when we bring it out to our location, we lower the swing arms 10 meters below the surface. And that's how we do the testing and accumulate our data. When we're actually in the water, our product will be in the middle of the water column. This is called a cross-flow turbine. It doesn't resemble a windmill underwater, which might be more familiar to you. This is more of a cylindrical type of technology. We're going to be a minimum 40 feet below the surface. In areas like Western Passage, we'll be 65 feet below the surface because that's what the pilots have recommended to us. They don't see us as a navigation hazard at that depth. What you saw in the video is a 1/3 scale version of a section of that module. So I don't have a pointer with me, but this is actually a stacking of four separate, we call them turbine generator units, or TGUs, and they measure approximately 78 feet by 14. And that represents about a 250 kilowatt peak power generating capability. So to get to a megawatt, we stack them. We can stack them horizontally, we can stack them vertically. And then we will have them moored. And we'll have a footprint that we're looking at roughly as being about a 350-foot diameter footprint. And that will we'll get more precise on that as we get more precise with the actual mooring plan. I want to talk about working with the community. ORPC has been a part of the Eastport business community since 2006. And Chris Sauer, who I work for, came into the community, and his attitude wasn't, "I've got a great project and you'll love it." His attitude was, "You folks have a terrific resource out here. I want to gain your input on how best to harness it. We've come into this community recognizing Eastport is a marine community. It's a marine city. Its history is based on how it succeeds with its use of the water and the success of its water-based industries. So we come in as another water user, and it makes no sense to try to develop an industry and create wealth for an area of the state that really needs it, and do it at the expense of the other marine users. We're looking to fit in, collaborate, bring more activity to the water and more economic activity as a result. We have relied on input not only from the city officials and members of the community, but organizations such as the Cubs Cook Bay Resource Center and the Cubs Cook Bay Fishermen's Association and the pilots on both sides of the border, whose input we've taken very seriously. And whenever we're testing, we're doing it as a result of where they think it's the best place for us to be at that time of year, in consideration of how they're using the water. We think it's very important as a lesson learned, as a matter for other developers. You got to get into the community early. You got to embrace all the stakeholders. It's not our position to take sides on whatever the local political thought is. Our job is to try to get people to help us to try to make this project successful. I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes you're hearing things you're not ready to hear for the first time. But the important thing is the engagement in the dialogue and then the adjustment that's made in order to make this project progress. I love working in Eastport. It's a wonderful community, and their input on this project will continue to define how it takes place in that area. Next slide. You know, here's the bottom line takeaway in ocean energy in general for me, and tidal industry specifically. In terms of tidal, there's roughly about 250 megawatts of potential statewide. Most of that happens to be up off the Eastport area. But to harness that potential represents an investment of about $1 billion and over 300 jobs. That could be accomplished in the next 5 to 7 years. Tidal energy, to relate to what Don was talking about, is really the initiation of the ocean energy industry in Maine. And it's a way of creating the lessons learned and the practical considerations that offshore wind is going to have to deal with. So we're going to be tidal, because we're commercialized first, will show the experience of what it's like to generate power from the marine environment, what the shoreside infrastructure connection is going to look like, how environmental regulations will evolve and affect this industry, and then more importantly, how the workforce gets trained and how the service industries form to support ocean energy in general. And then eventually we won't segment between tidal and wind. We'll just have an ocean energy industry. In addition to providing jobs in the environmental and energy technology arena, this is a terrific match with Maine's composite technology industry, which has its basis in the boat building industry in the state. What you saw in the video is a lot of wood and metal. But as we move to commercialization, the product is going to be made of advanced marine composite materials. What's really inspiring and exciting for me is the young people who we're working with in advancing this industry. And what I'm seeing is ocean energy and renewables in general, ocean energy especially, tidal specifically. It's really inspiring. A number of people in the state in their early 20s who are either in graduate school at UMaine or attending Maine Maritime Academy, or they get entry-level jobs with environmental science companies or even our turbine manufacturer, and they're all over this. This represents something that they're very excited about, because they're actually forming the basis of how this industry is going to look. They're designing the next generation of turbines. They're designing the environmental testing and monitoring program. They see this as their way to stay in Maine through their lives and make a good living. And then finally, If you love working waterfronts, and I think this is a group that probably does, I think you'll really like ocean energy, the ocean energy industry and how this unfolds. It's a port-based industry that uses port-based services either on the water or along the waterfront itself in terms of suppliers. It's going to be an element of how working waterfronts resurge here in the coming years as this industry unfolds. Thank you.